What we have seen is that individuals, if they have a severe illness, like they're in the ICU and they do get long haul COVID, their symptoms tend to be more severe during the long haul COVID period. It's kind of easy to understand. Many of these folks who come out of the ICU, they are very debilitated. Sometimes they're on oxygen at home and it's a longer road of recovery for them. But at the same time, that's not the only folks who get long haul COVID. In fact, when we look back at our first 100 patients here in a study that we recently published, 75% of those patients had very mild symptoms in their early infection. In fact, many of them didn't need any medical care whatsoever. They only came to the attention of providers when they were having the long symptoms. In addition, the long-haul COVID group, they tend to be younger than the age groups that we normally associate with more severe outcomes of COVID. So the average age of our patient population is 45.4. In addition, we have not found any significant risk factors that can lead to this condition. So for example, many of our patients did not have any form of pre-existing respiratory or heart condition, like blood pressure issues. Only about a third had any form of pre-existing depression or anxiety. And to give some evidence to my previous comments about chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia, only 4% of our patients had any form of pre-existing chronic fatigue or fibromyalgia when they presented to our clinic. So that being said, there are a group of patients that tend to have longer, more pronounced symptoms with long-haul COVID. And just looking back at our patient population, we have found that the individuals that tend to have a longer course are those that present for care later after their long-haul symptoms settle in, as well as patients who have more difficulties with their thinking. This is something referred to as a brain fog. They seem to have a lot more difficulties getting back on their feet.